Sing it.
Tale as old as Greg. Also as old as Greg. Something about the East. Beauty and the Greg.
I'm sorry, I was in a Disney movie.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
It's Greg and Greg Show. I'm Bell.
And I'm the Beast.
Ha ha! See how see what I did there?
Can I be guest on? Greg Stone.
Oh, yeah.
No one's big like Greg Stone. No one's thick as Greg Stone. No one's hair is as incredibly thick as Greg Stone.
I can't believe that you know all the words to that.
Dude, I watched those movies so many times when I was a kid. That's ingrained in my brain.
It's pretty awesome.
You didn't watch Disney movies growing up?
No.
Why not?
I watch them now with my three-year-old.
I remember I had chicken pox, and I was out of school for a week, and I had nothing to do, so I watched the same three Disney movies over and over and over again.
You know what movie I watched when I was out with chicken pox?
Short Circuit 2.
Nope.
Short Circuit 1.
Nope.
Nope. Big Jugs 5. No, at that point, at his time, it was Big Jugs, the original.
No, I watched Action Jackson.
With oh my God, Carl Weathers?
Yep.
That has no plot.
I know.
It just happens.
It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
It's all action, Jackson.
I watched Action Jackson, and I also watched Better Off Dead.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest 80s movies.
The parody
of
the 80s movies.
Yeah, it's so genius.
Everybody wants some. Ba-bam.
The K2. He's got to ski the K2.
Yeah, and he does it with one ski because he's afraid. And
of
then
the paper boy.
Yeah, Booger's in it. Uh-huh. And Booger's, this it's pure snow. Do you know the street value of this mountain?
It's a classic.
I love that
movie. There's so many great one-liners in that movie.
Oh, that movie's the best 80s movie. And then he builds the Camaro.
Uh-huh.
And the Asian brothers, that the one can't speak and the other one
they
just speaks
speak Howard Cosell. Yeah, I love that movie.
I love
Johnny
it.
Johnny at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
$2.
I want my $2.
I love how he pulls out a switchblade hair comb.
Yes.
And he does it over his head, and John Cusack is standing there going, gee, Johnny, don't have the $5, or Johnny, don't have $2 today, because... there was a bus that got hijacked by penguins, and my grandma was on it.
Classic Cusack.
Totally great.
Cusack, also, most rained on person in any movies.
That is probably a true fact.
He gets rained on in every movie he's in.
I wonder if that's just kind of like his bit.
He looks like perfect depressed man in rain.
Yeah, if there is that stereotype, he's it.
You are the depressed man in the rain, John Cusack. but that is probably my favorite 80s movie, is Better Off Dead.
Who's hotter?
Hmm?
John Cusack or Joan Cusack?
John. Hands down.
Yeah, poor Joan.
Sorry, Joan.
She got beat with the ugly Cusack stick.
Yeah, he got the handsome Cusack stick.
Yeah.
But she's a very handsome lady.
She is a very handsome lady. For a man, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm dishing about.
Have you been following any of the Chad Johnson saga?
Where he smacked his lawyer on the butt?
Yeah.
It was a good play.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, he went, good play. Smacked him on the butt.
And here's what's, like, I think that the judge overreacted.
Woman.
Because she wasn't going to let him go, but he was going to get, you know, I don't know all the details of it, but... He wasn't going to do any jail time.
What a buzzkill that lady was.
And he probably involuntarily good game patted his lawyer on the butt,
yeah.
Which made the courtroom laugh, which then made the judge pissed, who then she then handed down a 30-day sentence.
Yeah.
What a B-I-T-C-H.
I know. And the best part is if you watch the video, right as he does it, the bailiff behind him looks at it and he smiles and he just starts giggling. I mean, what a buzzkill. Let a man smack another man on the ass.
You can't fault the guy for going into good game pat mode.
Yeah, that's what he's done his whole life.
He's done that since he was 5.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks for him.
I'm sorry, Chad Ocho Cinco.
It's all right.
Back
Chad,
to Chad
buddy.
Johnson. He was Chad Ocho Cinco for a minute. When is Meta World Peace going to go back to Ron Artest?
As soon as he has to go to court.
Mm.
Whenever that'll be.
Nothing beats him punching people in the face.
I was watching that game live.
Where he punched the dude. Like, yes. It was the best camera angle, and the dude's like, oh, no, boom.
I know. It was classic. But I don't fault him for going into the stands on that. Because
are you kidding?
He got hit in the face with a beer.
He was laying on the commentator's thing.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
He was tired. You shouldn't throw a beer at an NBA player.
Well, he shouldn't be being a jerk-ass laying on the thing.
Hey, you know what?
The dude got punched in the face.
Sometimes you're a jerk-ass. And sometimes jerk-asses need to lay down. And then
when they lay down, they get beer thrown.
The most convenient place for him to lay down was on the scorer's table. So he went into the stands after getting a beer in his face, and he punched a dude
in the face
hard.
Whether or not that was the man who threw it at him is still unknown.
I loved watching the videos of it just slowed down over and over and over.
That was great. That was greatness.
Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peas.
Peas.
So my kid did the funniest thing today.
What'd she do?
I was taking her to school. There was that song, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Yeah, yeah, by Little
Usher
John.
Usher and Little John.
And Ludacris
and
was
Luda.
On.
And Luda.
And she's sitting in the back seat in her little chair.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing with an umbrella.
Ella.
Ella.
A.
Ella. A. 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 And as the song is progressing, about middle of the song, Abby puts the umbrella down and then holds her hands up and says, what, what?
Learned it from watching you, okay?
I nearly drove off the highway. It was hilarious.
That is you are. I can't think of the statement. She is her father's daughter.
Yeah,
she is her father's daughter. That's the statement I was looking for.
She may have a little more soul than I do, though.
What?
It was hilarious. Just driving down the highway, and I look back, and she goes, "What? What?" Awesome. Raise the roof and everything.
I've seen you do what a lot.
I do.
That's your thing.
I sometimes do what a lot.
You do what a lot. I sometimes do what a lot. Let's analyze that statement.
If you're an English teacher, analyze that statement for me. I sometimes do what a lot.
Which means you just do what a lot.
And then the other thing that's off the top of my head, there's a new video that's out.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's by a guy who was once on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here to the studio a couple times.
William Hung.
His name's Todrick Hall.
Oh. Hashtag splits on trees.
Okay, look up, if you're close to the computer, which you would have to be listening to this podcast,
mm-hmm.
I need you to go to YouTube and type in splits on trees.
No, you have to hashtag it. Hashtag splits on trees.
Hashtag splits on trees. It's about 2.5 minutes. It's a pop rappy type song of Todrick and a bunch of other people taking one foot and putting it as high up on a tree as they possibly can.
Essentially doing a split on a tree.
Doing splits on a tree. So it's called hashtag splits on tree.
Also, what's the gayest thing you've ever seen?
Hashtag splits on tree. But some of those people are really flexible.
They're very flexible, and it's catchy. It's fun. Not saying gay is a bad thing, but it is, in fact, very gay.
I mean, there's a lot of flamboyance going on.
Oh, yeah.
I think that we should start our own thing that should be hashtag foot on things.
You know who found and loves hashtag splits on trees?
Who?
Nick Adams.
Oh, well, yeah. He's the one that beat us in the face with it.
He's also a Broadway enthusiast. And we were saying...
And does the best Aaron Neville impersonation ever, but
he'll never do it. But we were like saying, Nick would be the happiest if it was hashtag splits on Nick.
If it were hashtag splits on Broadway, he would love that too.
Oh, if it was him and Toddy and that other guy,
uh-huh.
and they were doing splits on him on a Broadway stage, that'd be the happiest Nick Adams would ever be in his life.
Yes.
Hashtag splits on Nick. Hashtag splits on Nick.
But they say hashtag splits on tree so fast that it's ridiculous.
It's
but anyway,
pretty good.
Go look it up. Hashtag splits on tree.
Also, there's a Prancer size follow-up that I need to show you.
Are you kidding me?
Where Thor, Viking god of thunder, Prancer sizes.
Is it the guy who plays Thor? Or Liam Hemsworth. What's his name? Jonah Hemsworth.
It's one of the Helmsworths. Chris.
Hollandaise Hemsworth.
That's not accurate.
Jim Sonny Hemsworth.
Is this the Helmsworth game where you're just naming people and then saying Helmsworth at the end? Because I've solved that riddle.
It's my favorite mayonnaise, though.
Helmsworth. I blame myself still. I still blame myself for this.
Okay, yeah, we definitely need to check that out.
I'll check you out with it in a second.
You will check me out with it in a minute.
I am checking you out.
Okay, so
it's a guy
who
looks like Thor.
Okay.
Like he's dressed up as Chris Hemsworth in the movie, and he's just like, you know how a god gets in shape? Prancercise.
Oh,
and
amazing.
Then you just see him in full costume walking through the city, and people are just like, what are you doing?
See, that's why I love America. Because you can dress up as Thor, and you can prancercise down a city street, and people just, they don't stop you. They just kind of look at you, and you just keep on prancercising.
You know where you can't do that?
Where?
Antarctica.
There's not really a lot of cities there.
Yeah, and it's cold. But you know what you could do there.
He could do it there.
You know what you could do there.
What?
Hashtag splits on trees.
Hashtag splits on ice. That's what I would do.
You're an ice hole.
You're an eyesore.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good comeback.
See? Okay, see, good. I finally
got
one.
I see what you did.
I finally got one.
I see what you did there.
I see what you did there. I finally got Greggles to actually acknowledge that I told a funny joke.
He is a funny man. Look at that smiley face.
I feel really good about today.
Smiley Cyrus.
Yeah. Oh.
You can't think of a smiley thing. Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the Greg and Greg Show. You got anything you want to add before we wrap it up? Anything else?
No, I like this Greg-centric show. It's all about you.
Yeah.
And I like hashtagging and splitting and trees.
Totally. Totally, buddy. All right. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. And splits out.
Hashtag boo out. Boo. Hashtag boo out.
This has been the Greg and Greg Show. Listen to the next one whenever we decide to post it.